kicked your boy till he cried. And I could have been wrong, but I don't think I was. Baby, I'm such a child. When I'm alone, I remember so well how in the lily I tripped a boy so we fell. Could have been wrong, but I don't think I was. Baby, he's totally wild. And I've been wondering lately just who's gonna save me. Now I recall.
Was I Kicked a Boy by The Sundays. You're listening to WMO Memo. WMFO.
Wrong.
WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, I'm Lauren. This is this is Pisces season. Long time no see.
It's been a while. My name's John.
Oh, and, just scream into the mic, why don't you?
Yeah, my name's John, and I am...
No, you're supposed to whisper. We're doing our show whispering today.
My name's John, and my sister is... That's my sister.
That's my brother. That's all name.
Right. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too. April Fools, we're not whispering the whole time.
Dude, come on. We could have come up with something better than that.
No. Well, lots of jokes lots tonight. We've got lots of pranks in store for you.
You'll see.
You'll see. He's a cheap sock, so maybe we'll do some improv later on air.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. maybe we'll do that. Yeah.
You're not being very funny right now, aren't you?
Well,
like a professional comedian.
I don't have any material. I mean, this music is great that we're gonna be playing tonight. It's gonna be a bit more of a relaxed vibe for y'all. So just stay tuned.
I thought about like playing a prank and like playing silly songs or something, but
yeah, like what if you just played some crazy songs?
Like what if I played some crazy songs?
Like just something dumb. Like that'd be funny.
Yeah, but I don't have anything planned right now. April Fools.
Got him. We're actually not going to be playing something funny.
My issue with this holiday is that I don't like it.
Is it considered a holiday?
I guess not. It's just like, well, I don't even know. It's just like a day of pranking. Like, I don't, like, pranks are funny and all, but the low blows on April Fools are just like, I can't take it. It's so annoying. It's just annoying.
This guy's Instagram story posted that he got into like a serious car accident. I'm like,
what?
You know, I'm praying for you. I hope you're doing better.
Yeah.
And then like a couple days later, he responds, "Oh yeah, it was April Fool's, bro."
A couple days later, he posted
it.
It
was
some
random because I felt bad. I was like, God. You know?
Wait, he posted it early? Like he like.
Oh, no, you posted the day of, but I didn't, like, I just woke up that morning.
Yeah,
that's the thing with April Fool's. You wake up and You don't realize until the first...
Yeah, because what you know, like, if you're like, oh, this person's, like, in the hospital, you know, they'll get back to me when they get back
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, I didn't think that'd be, you know...
What in the world? That's actually terrible. That's, like, the joke that we got today, that our president had died, Sunil Kumar.
Oh, he's a legend, dude.
Did you get that email?
I didn't check
my spam. You don't check your email?
I check my email, but, like...
It came from, like, the Tufts announcement email.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was not a good one either. My dad was like, oh, you guys are going to get 5 feet of snow tonight. And, like, we are supposed to get snow this week. So I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
don't
hey,
think
bubbles.
It's going to be quite that much.
His jokes are always like...
Oh, it's a joke.
Yeah. I'm just like... I mean, like, okay. It's not that much of a joke because it, like, could happen this week. But it's just, like, or whenever brands are like, we're changing our names to Donald's Mac. And it's like, what?
Yeah, no.
That's not even funny. Like, no one's laughing at that. No one's like, oh, man, they got me. Or, like, oh, did you hear about, like, they're changing their name? Like, no. No one cares about these dumb jokes.
I think the mimes group on campus turned into
the Blue Man group.
But they deleted all their posts. I was kind of confused. I was like,
that's commitment.
Oh, wait. You can archive them, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. But still, that takes like a kind of a long time to go back and archive all of them. It's just like, is it worth it? Now they have to go and unarchive all of them. Like, that just sounds like a waste of everyone's time for like a joke that was like... The thing about like most April Fool's jokes are that like they're immediately obvious as jokes. And then it's like, oh, well, that was, like, a way overblown joke that, like, is, like, I didn't look at that post and I was like, oh, my God, they're going to become the Blue Man Group. I was like, April Fools, and I kept scrolling. Like, they went
yeah,
through.
Yeah, no,
they
I
went,
thought they were actually going to be the Blue Man Group. Actually, yeah.
Okay,
no,
maybe
no.
I'm speaking for myself,
was
and then I thought
I'm
it was.
Not gonna lie. I was like, what? Is it legal? They can do that?
You're like texting the cheap socks like, guys I've got a new idea. Well, then I'm speaking for myself. But I feel like most of the jokes are either like really, really bad jokes, as in like lying about a car accident, or like immediately like clearly a joke or a prank.
Yeah.
But the
latter is... You gotta give it a little time. You can't just say it right after you do the joke, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is about, like, this... About April Fool's Day, though, is that, like, does anyone actually enjoy being pranked? Like, is there, like, any time that you've been pranked that you weren't, like, kind of stupid, like, afterwards? Like...
I know, yeah, but the feeling of doing it to someone else and knowing that they're, like, feeling
but
bad
But I don't even
is,
think that's, like... I don't even think it's... Like, that's, like, that's what's fun to you is making other people feel bad.
What? No, I think some, you know, get out of hand, but, like...
Yeah.
I was, like... or fix it. Wait, maybe I shouldn't say
no,
that.
No, maybe you shouldn't. But, like...
No, I told Mom today, I was like, oh, Mom, I broke my leg. Just like, what? And I was like, yeah, I didn't.
My leg... But, I mean, like, Dad used to pull some, like, they used to be kind of mean. Like, we were, like, 12, and he'd be like, I quit my job. Yeah. And it's like, how is that?
Sorry,
like,
kids.
How is that funny to a 12-year-old? Everyone's upset, and, like, maybe you're like, haha, got him for, like, 5 minutes, and then you're like, wait, I really upset them. Then it just like ruins the whole prank. I don't know. So I decided I wasn't gonna prank anyone today.
Yet.
Yet.
Are you gonna play a song soon? I mean,
well, usually my guests talk a little bit more than this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When I was on one of these shows,
they
probably talked for 3 minutes the entire time.
Whose show were you on?
Well, I don't want to expose it. I feel like that's...
Yeah, they're a bad host.
Well, not 3 minutes, but, like...
Do you not have anything to say? That's the whole point of this. You just
it's
talk.
More related to the songs because we assume that the listeners don't want to hear some college kids. You know, it's like when someone starts a podcast, you know, like we're not. No,
wait, I feel like whenever I listen to WMFO, like on my radio or something, I always prefer to listen to them talk than
yeah,
to listen to their music.
Because, yeah, most of the time it's like, dude, I could just
like
play
I could play these, I could play this crappy song, like, yeah. on my own time.
Well, yeah, I definitely appreciate this style of show. Thanks for having me on.
If you want to call in, don't.
What? Why?
I'm kidding. The number is 855-915-9636. Or use the DJ chat option on the website. Or don't do any of those and just listen to us talk and don't engage with the show in any kind of way. That's also okay.
We are accepting donations.
No, we're not. You can't say that on the air.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Up next is a song, so... Hope you enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Thank you. sun sinking, breeze of morning wet. Oh, be away. Sunset cigarette, greet the morning light.
That was Sunset Canyon by Fox Warren and Andy Schauf. I recently went to a concert. I'm trying to think
of the name.
I recently went to a concert.
It was Elmer's.
Do you hear that?
It was their echo.
There's what? No, there's background music. Do you hear it? How do you not hear it? Turn up your volume.
It's kind of like
It's background music for us to talk over. I went to Andy Schauf's concert recently with a friend, and it certainly was not what I was expecting. It was in a church, and I was like, oh, you know, maybe like this is one of the, like, you know, like there'll be a place where we can watch this, and it's not like in the pews. We were all sitting in pews at the concert.
Like pews, like a church.
Typically, yeah, they're the one. Those are the ones, and it was incredibly formal. Even the dude singing, that guy, Andy, acknowledged how formal it was, but it didn't help that he was like incredibly awkward as well. So the whole thing was just, it was really weird. I couldn't explain it if I tried, honestly. It was really weird. I've never been to a concert like that in my life. I don't think I ever want to go back to a concert like that. However, he is really talented, so it was like great to see, but it was weird. It was really, really weird. But yeah, his music's good though, at least.
Never heard.
Oh, you just heard him, actually, so that's not true. You're supposed to say April Fools.
April Fools! Guess I just heard him.
Yeah. Speaking of April Fools... Oh, I also thought about playing the same exact music that I've, like, played a lot on the show before, but I decided not to do that as well.
Was that going to be the joke?
Yeah, the joke was that I'd, like, play the same music all the time. But then it's like, was that even funny? No. No,
it'd be laughed. Funny if you played the same song.
Like the whole time?
Yeah. And acted like it was a new song.
That would just be annoying.
That
would get old quick, I think. The vibes tonight are low.
Whoa. I would not say that, yeah. Ladies and gents. I would not say
well,
that.
Well, then give something.
Give a song?
Give us something.
You know, DBS.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what he's mouthing to me right now. You have a phone you could text me using. So just mouthing nonsense. Okay, well, I have two songs queued up, and then you can do it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Something that I'm also having issue with is Tufts' lack of religious holidays, like, overall. Like, their whole approach to the situation of religious holidays is that... This is my own personal opinion. But their, like, approach is that, like, we just don't have any time off for anyone. And instead, we just, like, have school... Instead of having, like, you know, a long weekend for, like, Passover or Easter or other things, they are like, you get a random Wednesday off in the middle of April. Congratulations. Like, how does that make any sense at all?
Maybe they want to be fair to everyone, so they just don't acknowledge.
But they could be fair to everyone, so, and by giving everyone a day off. I mean, it's still like I'm missing school for like some things eventually, maybe later this month, and it's like why did you schedule a test on that day? That makes no sense. It's just also like confusing move by professors. But then I get like a day off to go see the solar eclipse. How does that make sense? How does it make sense?
Isn't that just?
Are you paying attention to the show?
Isn't that just a physics department? Isn't that just a physics department?
Well, it is, but if that's the whole
physics department.
I thought
that was just the nerds doing that. The nerds are like,
I'm sure.
See ya.
I'm sure other people will cancel classes because they want to go see it with their families.
Yeah. I haven't really thought about it.
Sean, you realize you're like comedic facial expressions don't translate to radio?
Yeah, no.
Like your looks and like your like physical humor is not like, it's not translating to the radio, you know?
They should have cameras in here.
They actually do, but it's for security reasons. Oh, John actually
have you ever
however what
have you ever went to an office, a security office, and requested surveillance videos?
What? No.
Like been like in a situation where you're like,
have you?
I need you to rewind that.
No. Have you?
No. But
you've always wanted
it,
to.
You know?
Thought about it when?
Like if I ever did something like I dropped something and caught it in a quick fashion that was kind of unbelievable.
Oh.
Yeah, just watch that.
What
bag.
What I really want to do one day is disappear behind a bus, like, you know, when, you know, whenever like a bus, like we lost two listeners, you know, whenever a bus drives past someone and like they're like standing across the street and then the bus goes by and then they're gone.
Well, they probably get it.
No. Like the bus drives past really fast.
Oh yeah.
And then the person's gone. That's my life goal. I want to do that to someone one day.
It really is kind of a metaphor. It's I'm choking up here. It's
all right. he's funnier whenever he does improv. So you should.
I'm not trying to.
No. I'm just telling. Funny, I'm telling the people.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in again. WMFL
Friday night, 8 p.m. Undisclosed location, cheap sock show.
No, it's disclosed.
What is it?
Crane Room.
Let's go, the best room. All right, let's play some new music. This next song is a new song from the Last Whole Earth catalog, and it's pretty good. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Stuck in a rut. desperation. It's hard to pretend what you all want is anything but death. There's nothing to do. And there's one when we all settle down. And there's two. Thank you.
truck driver. I'm in line, it seems like it's true.
That was I Become the Truck Driver by The Last Horde Catalog. And before that was Have You Ever, the newest song by The Last Horde Catalog. Hope you enjoyed those as much as I did. Anyway, it's PSA time, and yours truly is going to read the PSA. So, go ahead, take it away.
Speaking of driving, don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFL and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. Couldn't say better myself, honestly.
That was a great tune. Where'd you learn it?
Which tune? The one before this?
Yep.
You liked it?
It's pretty good.
It's a British band that I saw a bunch in London because I like them a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, British music scene is just completely different, ain't it?
Okay, I don't like this like pseudo like radio host personality you're taking on. Like, it's just weird. I don't like it.
Yep.
Ain't it?
Yeah. Huh. Man, today is great, ain't it? Man, music, I love it. It's great. Love music.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of music, I've got a song of yours up next. Should we listen to it?
Sure. You want to talk about it? Or?
Well, tell me about this song by David Bowie.
Oh. Well, it's by David Bowie. I don't know much. I don't know much about this song. I like the album cover. David Bowie. Have you seen a lot of his album covers? They're great.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's been one of the benchmark of what songs I listen to. I always judge a song by its cover, you know?
That is not a good way to judge music.
Well, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay.
But that's usually good songs have good album covers.
Usually, but not always.
Anyway,
Should I crack on with it?
Yeah, crack it out.
I'm cracking it.
Too long blonde hair and your eyes are blue. The only thing I ever got from you was sorrow. Sorrow. You're acting funny, trying to spend my money. You're out there playing your high-class games of sorrow. Sorrow. You never do what you know you ought to. Something tells me you're the devil's daughter. Sorrow. Sorrow. Sorrow.
Got a little fun fact for y'all guys.
No. Wait, what is the fun fact?
Is David Bowie had a tattoo on his left calf of a man riding a dolphin.
Is that real?
I read it on a Reddit comment. They
April
know all.
Fool. Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time on Reddit recently.
I think that's where I get 95% of my answers from, so.
Yeah, they know everything. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
Yep.
They've never steered me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Reddit is people on there have lived every single experience, no matter how bad.
You realize, like, your life is so not, it's just, like, not unique in any kind of way. Like, everyone's done every single thing you've done before. But it's nice because it also, like, reassures me that I'm not the dumbest person on the planet. Because sometimes I read stuff and they're like, help, I just, I always say, like, the dumbest stuff. Like, I'm on, like, r/piercing because I, like, one time, I don't know, I have a lot of ear piercings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know, I'm interested.
Sometimes just getting some advice.
I'm interested,
you know,
yeah, getting some advice.
Sorting it,
like,
by a
is
top,
this, is
this,
top
is this
a keloid,
time, yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And people will be like, hey, I pierced my ear last night with a gun.
A gun? What?
No, that's exaggerating. But they'll say something or like a pencil.
Oh, a pencil.
And I used beer to sterilize it. Also, I was in a swamp. Do you think this is infected? It's like, why did you do that?
I know that was a thing. Like, people used like just a pen.
Yeah. No, I've seen people like be like, cartridge. Oh, by the way, it was pierced in a swamp. What are you talking about?
Pierced in the swamp? What?
Or it'll be like they like pierced their ear in like some really disgusting place.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, obviously you're going to get like brain-eating amoeba in your piercings. So the people on Reddit never cease to amaze me. It makes me feel better about myself. We've got two more songs for you. I might leave early tonight.
Whoa. I'm
breaking the news to you on air.
Yeah. April Fools.
It's not a joke.
We're not leaving, yeah.
I'm not freaking leaving.
All right, have you seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I have.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's a great movie. Martin Scorsese never misses.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd be like, oh, it's a film bro movie, yeah.
Oh, it's a film bro movie. Okay, well, my favorite movie is Eternal Sunshine, so. Eternal Sunshine.
Is that really a film bro movie?
I feel like that.
Or really?
Maybe, is it not?
I feel like you call like Fight Club like the.
Oh,
big,
Fight Club. Yeah, Fight Club.
You know,
Fight
the
Club.
Big, like, yeah, that's a role yeah, model. Yeah. That one's more of like a.
Finstabio is still F. Martha Stewart. It's been that since high school. Yeah.
What is that a reference to?
A Fight Club.
They're talking about
the duvets and all the stuff you need to buy from the catalogs. And he's like, and the Martha Stewart thing. And then he goes, F Martha Stewart. Anyway.
That movie is filled with great quotes that have been used by edgy teens for ages.
Yeah, I think I went around at least for like a week quoting it. Maybe.
I think it's that's one of those movies that the messages that are actually important are hidden underneath like all the bad messages, so you can come out of that movie with like if you're viewing it in the right, you know, perspective, like,
and you'll be like, yeah, I shouldn't act like that, that's a bad way to be, but like for the most part no one took away that conclusion. They're like, I should treat women badly and never sleep. Yeah.
That I don't think that made me not want to sleep. I mean, you can look at the character. I mean, he starts
You watch Taxi Driver and you're like, okay, I want to be an insomniac.
Yeah, no, I realize it's not. So.
What?
Oh. Speaking of Taxi Driver.
Are you wearing a...
I'm wearing a Supreme Box logo. Taxi Driver collab shirt right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's a gem. They sold it at one point. The thing about Supreme, which is a street wear brand, for y'all that don't know, they'll collaborate with anyone, including I think Skittles.
Oh, sorry, it's the wrong song.
Including
Skittles.
You know, have you seen some of the stuff they make? It's truly remarkable. Sorry, I think I need to go. I hear my calling.
Is it the taxi driver? Is this the right song?
Yeah, this is good. I didn't know you could do this. This is pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
which one's the one that I can play on the saxophone?
Does this say opening or?
No.
Is this a Betsy?
Yeah, it is Betsy's theme.
This one should...
Should do it?
This one is more of like an ambient one. You might want to get... No, this one should treat us right, actually. All right, yeah. Just give it a second. Now, the thing about Taxi Driver... the thing about Taxi Driver... It's, oh, just listen to it. Bernard Mann. What's his name?
Bernard Herrmann.
Bernard Herrmann. This is his last composed composing. This is his last score he composed before he died, but he was an amazing composer. Yes, he was. And honestly, I'm pretty sure he composed music for Toy Story. No, no, wait, he didn't.
If he died after this, he certainly did not.
No, he did. That'd you know, Toy insane. Story is one of the first fully animated motion pictures. Did you know that?
Are you just saying
no,
stuff?
No, no, look it up. When did Toy Story drop? 1999? Folks, I wasn't alive back then.
I think this might be our best content of the night with the taxi driver.
All right, guys, let's get a fact check on this.
1995.
Oh, 1995, yeah. No, the thing about Toy Story is...
it's the first installment of the Toy Story franchise.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes
sense. Give
me your
best Toy Story impression.
Impression, eh?
Yeah.
I'd say give me a character and I'll try my best.
No, any of them. You just get to choose any of them.
Golly, Bobby! It's like the little dog, the slinky dog.
That is like not at all what I thought you were going to go for.
I was saying that earlier.
Yeah, I know. I just totally forgot about that.
I also like porcelain doll. Bo Peep.
Bo Peep.
Bo Peep is a great character.
Yeah.
You know, there's something to be said about animation, early animation, like a Toy Story. I know this is a big debate, but I feel like the animated movies nowadays are just, the animation style is just too realistic, you know? And there's something about that nostalgic, blocky animation. What would you say?
Well, the humans look like Uncanny Valley, like Skinwalker types.
I was watching The Lorax, and I was just staring at the background characters. And I had to turn it off. I didn't actually turn it off. Why would I turn it off?
It's okay. You can lie. No one's going to fact check you.
It's like, I could have lied about that, and I would have, like, and but now I'm just kind of dragging it out. I was like, what are you doing?
Well,
I think
that we should maybe just hop on to the next song, to the last song of the night.
Because
it's already 10:50. No. I'm not cutting you off.
This song is a very profound song for me. They played it at my grand aunt's wedding.
You are just saying stuff.
No, they did. Didn't they play this at the wedding? It's a very...
what wedding?
Okay, very monumental.
You can lie, but not in classical. This way. This is a little much. Come on with the joke.
You ever do ASMR with this?
No, because that would be really uncomfortable for everyone listening. Imagine being in your car and you just hear... Don't touch the mics.
Oh, sorry, folks.
The speakers are like blowing out.
Wait, what?
Like you're like hitting the mic and their speakers are like being blown out in their cars.
Just high pitched. Dude, that'd be sick to drive around with the tunes playing.
Yeah, it is sick. All right, should we get into the last song?
Yeah, this one's special. Enjoy.
Yeah, this is probably the most special song I've ever played on my show, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy.
Oh,
Wow. That last note was great.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Thinking of skiing before we leave this podcast, I was just thinking of skiing.
What I was telling John before the song ended is that in one time we were like doing a ski lesson or something, and when we were younger, like it was like much younger, and the ski instructor was like this really cool guy from Australia, and he was like asking me about like, oh, like what kind of music do you listen to? So I was like, oh, I love listening to music, blah, 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 and I was like singing a bunch the whole time. And he was like, oh, what kind of music you listen to? I was like, oh, I listen to a lot of Weezer. And he was like, oh, what's your favorite song? And I said, Buddy Holly.
What was his reaction?
He was like, yeah, that's a good one. I mean, he was nice about it. Yeah, he probably was like, what a freak.
Well, who's the real freak? The Weezer fan, eh?
Yeah. Well, John and I are going to see...
We have a secret...
We're secret Weeze heads.
Yeah.
We're going to go see all of the Blue Album from start to finish in September.
They go consecutive, like just the...
Yeah, I think they're playing it just straight through. And they've got some good opening acts, too, so...
Sweet.
It's going to be a great time.
That'll be fun, you know...
It'll be fun.
That was our little April Fool's joke, if y'all haven't noticed.
Was the Buddy Holly song.
Because, like, it wasn't, like, my grand aunt's
wedding song. Yeah. No, it wasn't. Anyway, that's all we have for you guys tonight. I'm Lauren, this has been Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. And thank you for tuning in, I really appreciate it. And John, thank you for coming on the show.
Great for you having me.
Okay.
Great having me it is.
Okay, thanks.
Well, you guys have a great night. You know, again... WMFO as a whole has just been very, I'm very lucky, though.
Okay. Okay. All right, pack it up, man.
All right, y'all.
Okay, guys, have a great night.
Passa bonde, passa boiada, passa trator, avião, ruas e reis, guajajaras, tamoios, tapuias, tupinambás, aimorés, todos no chão. A cidade plantou no coração tantos nomes de quem morreu. Horizonte perdido no meio da selva, cresceu arraial. Passa bonde, passa boiada, passa trator, avião, ruas e reis. Guajajaras, tamoios, tapuias, tupinambás, aimorés, todos no chão. A cidade plantou no coração tantos nomes de quem morreu. Horizonte perdido no meio da selva, cresceu arraial, arraial.
Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.